Etta has headed off two potential confrontations with her own kind. The bald heads have been evaded, and our group hasn't been caught yet. As they head further into the rubble, the road isn't so crowded now, but the corpse is getting quite ripe. Will their illicit cargo attract unwanted attention?
Hello everyone, and welcome to our third episode of Harm's Way. I'm Tim, aka Clavion, your game master.
I am Philip, aka Luca de Ushant, and I'm playing Etta.
I am Nicolas, aka Niset, and I am playing Mikas Tugov.
I am Mateo, also known as Slavitic, and I am playing Kiefer.
I'm Bartek, aka Estus, and I'm playing Vesper.
Now the four characters have been on the road also for 4 hours. 4 hours have passed since they left the gates of Justitian behind them. And you are all about halfway to your destination. It's mid to late afternoon and the heat is unbearable. Equally unbearable is the stink that slowly makes its way out of the tarp and into your noses. It's hard to hide now. You can see that the providers and people passing by start turning their noses. You can quickly see that everyone who passes by are trying to turn their heads. They realize that something is fishy about your cart. And the question is, will someone realize at one time? Now, what do you do?
Can we? Come on. He's pretty stinky right now. Should we just put some dirt on top of him just to cover up the smell?
That wouldn't be a horrible idea, yeah.
I mean, Kiefer, you do have some experience with, you know, rotting wounds and those kind of things, right, brother?
Well, yes, but wasn't generally throwing perfume on the dying.
Well, maybe, you know, you can do something. Maybe, you know, some of the knowledge that you acquire from the ball heads can help us out here. The stick is getting pretty heavy.
Yeah. Can I roll to come up with any idea? I can't think of anything on my own right now.
Well, you might need some sort of medicine roll if you want to rely on your formation or anything that you've heard before.
Yeah. Anything to cover up, rot, or I'm sure there were festering wounds before that I've come across. What should I roll? Just medicine?
Yes.
All right. There we go.
Okay. You remember that from time to time they use lime to cover the putrid and the dirt in the defiler streets. And that would be maybe something to cover the corpse entirely, but you neither have access to this, nor do you think is it a good idea to cover the corpse in lime. You are out of options, actually. So probably in your mind, the best solution would be to just make up a story for the smell. Ignore the people, maybe? Just as much as they ignore you?
Yeah. Well, I tell the group about maybe lime, but we don't have access to it, so we should just come up with a good story. We can think of something, right?
Come on, if you don't have lime, just come. We need a solution, a real solution. Let's use the dirt. We have enough dirt.
While you're discussing this, you can hear that the cart is rolling over quite some hefty bumps and getting into some potholes. You can hear some quite unhealthy noises from the cart itself.
Ah, the road.
Oh no.
Shit.
Well, I mean, it seems like we shouldn't be taking any more dirt from the road, at least.
Can we check on the cart if it's okay, technically?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Take a peek under the cargo.
If you have some crafting skill or some basic idea of how to assemble things, then you might even have a basic idea on to see when things break, actually. So maybe give me a crafting skill.
I have not, but maybe someone else has.
Or engineering.
I haven't also. I'm not a crafty type, actually.
Well, if this works for none of you, intellect, a simple roll.
I could maybe take a look at it. I don't know.
Yeah, I will try crafting. I will try my hand crafting, let's see.
Okay. Now we do have two successes by Mika Stukov.
Excellent.
As she leans forward, trying to inspect where this noise comes from, she sees right at the moment that a piece of the whole wheel has come loose and the whole wheel collapses under the next pothole. She actually has to duck not to get hit by the flying piece of wood, but it looks like the wheel has broken right in front of her with a loud crack. Everybody turns around and you can see that the donkey is completely overexcited, anxious. It's trying to break loose and it's just about to, well, run away and break the leather that fixes the donkey to the cart itself. The wheel is definitely broken.
So I would like to runs up to the donkey.
Yeah. Vespa runs up to the donkey, but will have to give me a taming roll to kind of calm the animal.
I can also use some help.
Yeah, Etta would like to help him.
Okay, shall we try a combined roll?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's do this. You will need taming.
Okay, so I'm using one ego myself plus one dice from my potential crow's nest. After all, it's the donkey belonging to my flock. If I lose it.
I wouldn't say the donkey belongs to your flock in that case.
But if I lose it, I'll have trouble with the flock, so maybe like that.
Well,
likely to carry the corpse on our backs.
I'm sure Vesper is pretty anxious to lose the donkey at this point because he knows that the donkey is associated with his ticket into the flock itself, so I guess.
And he's really motivated. 5 successes.
Yeah, that's insane.
What is this? Okay, 5 successes.
I have
triggers.
Also won.
You converted a donkey into a proper carrion bird.
No, the donkey became a warhorse. He's okay now. Well, Vesper and Etta try to hold the donkey down, talk some calm into it, and it works.
Good animal.
The animal didn't break loose, but it's still fixed to a cart that doesn't move an inch. The broken wheel is now partially stuck into the pothole.
Oh, is it splintered all the way? And
well, you will definitely need some sort of workshop or some place to fix the cart. Otherwise, you won't make it. You need at least 4 other hours to reach your destination. You can see how sun is slowly setting. And yeah.
Is there anything around us?
You can see in the distance that there's some sort of farm. It appears deserted at first glance.
Maybe we should check out if there's anyone at that farm. Maybe they have some tools or maybe we can find something.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. You go, big
okay,
brother.
So what will you do with the corpse? And what will you do with the cart? There is a way, maybe with force, maybe everyone together, you can try to lift the cart and use the other wheel that is intact to make your way somewhere.
Well, yeah, we should probably try doing that.
Can we just get to the farm by force? Can we force the cart and with the help of the donkey over there to maybe find some tools to repair it?
You will definitely need 2 or 3 people to lift up the cart, maybe also take the corpse down the cart to make it lighter for pushing.
Yeah.
I'm willing to put in some effort.
Yeah, as am I.
Yeah.
Okay. The smell is unbearable, by the way. You can see that the cloth is slowly decoloring. Taking a very unhealthy tone. The temperature has not done well with the corpse. So your idea would be to reach the nearby farm?
Yes.
My professional diagnosis is that time is not on our side.
No, time is definitely not on your side. Also, you don't have any bystanders right now, but you're pretty sure that any moment there could be a provider coming by, maybe a protector on a horse.
Yeah, we should hurry up.
Not a good situation to be in. You can give me a perception roll, all of you.
Can I use my potential?
Yes, you can.
Okay. You can take this one then.
2 successes, 1 trip.
Okay, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong. That's actually not a dangerous situation.
I can do a new roll if you want.
Yeah, please. That's good. That's definitely enough. Two successes, one trigger. It is clear that there are signs of a cart that has been leaving the farm out to Funnel Road, perhaps in the direction of Justitian. So it seems at first glance that nobody is in the farm, and especially the barn nearby.
Okay, I think the farm is probably empty right now. We could try and use it as a workshop for our cart.
Yeah, that would be the best idea.
There are tracks of some other cart, so they surely have some tools or spare parts.
Yeah. But I mean, I just hope it's not gonna take too long to fix it. We have to be on time.
Well, you can probably just tell once you are at the place. So I assume you're all taking the cart now to the barn. Now, you can make it with little effort, also with the effort of the donkey, to bring the cart with a broken wheel into the barn. It's not lit inside. You can't see a thing. You see that the barn is a little bit open. You just pull on the door wings and try to hurry up. You can see a set of candles. You light them and see that...
it's fully abandoned, right?
Give me a perception roll.
Okay, dog.
Okay. You can clearly see that tools, not all of them, but most of them don't have dust on them. You can see that they are, have been used and they're in a good condition. Also, the little workshop in the back. You can also find a few resources while you're going through the barn. And it should be enough to fix the wheel, but it will definitely take an hour, if not even more, to fix it.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. I don't think we have enough time. What time is it about? Is it is the sun setting already? Or
yes, it's late afternoon, so you will have about 3 hours probably to get to the place.
We should do it. It will take much more time if we don't have the cart to move the body around. And actually, someone of you should do it. I'm very good with a hammer, but I'm not good with working with wood.
Now, as one little side note, as Kiefer has searched a little bit through the stuff, you see that there is some sort of water dispenser token on the table. Also a set of larger farming hats that have been used recently in the sun. So you can definitely tell that people are working in this place maybe during the day.
Yeah.
Maybe they are out for the city. You can tell they left recently.
We should just, well, I don't know.
You should get working.
Yeah. Who's
some people of you must be crafty, right?
I roll my sleeves up and say, okay, leave everything to me. And I start like looking at the cart and see how I can fix it.
So Mika is looking at the cart. Do you have any crafting or engineering?
I have 3 dice in crafting, so I will try my hand at crafting.
Yes.
Can Etta search the main building? We are in the barn right now, right? Is there a main building?
There is a main building, yes.
Can I search through it?
You can try to enter it and search through it, yes, of course.
Yeah, I would like to.
While I do so, I will spend 2 points of my ego, so I have 5 dice instead of 3.
Okay, works for me.
2 successes, 1 trigger.
Pretty good.
Will take some time though. You will be definitely working an hour approximately to fix the wheel, but this checks out.
Vesper will surely lend her a hand.
And Vesper can help her, of course. Now, in the meantime, you have Etta outside.
I think I'm gonna go along with Etta.
Okay, so both of you are heading towards the farmhouse. It's a fairly small building, only 2 floors. And you still can't really tell if someone lives there, if it's abandoned. What are you looking for? Are you looking for any entry points? Are you looking for any signs that someone's there?
I'm looking for the main door, actually.
Okay. There is a main door, and it's kind of easy to see.
Okay. I want to knock very loud.
Yes. You knock on the main door very loud, and... it feels like just a second. The person must be right next to the door. She opens the door just a bit, and you see a young-looking woman, long red hair. She's scared. So what's all of this? Who the fuck are you, Lord? A judge?
Yes, I'm a judge from Justitian. We need your barn to fix a cart for official business.
You could have asked before, maybe. She opens the door.
This is not a question. We will fix our card in your barn. I just let you know because I'm friendly.
How do I know that you're a judge? Maybe if...
Well, look at me. I am a judge.
Well, anybody can disguise as a judge. Like, okay. Where is your insignia?
Yeah,
all I see is shades. All I see is...
I show her my judicial badge.
Not a wise thing to question a judge. She's already a bit on edge.
What did he say? Okay. Well, that does look like a badge to me. Well, let me at least come over to the barn.
No. Well, woman, I want you to stay away from that barn for at least an hour, but maybe you could prepare some food and some drinks for
Excuse
my friends.
Excuse me, I'm not woman, I'm Tessa. And who are you, by the way?
I am Etta. I'm sorry, Tessa. I did not want to offend you, but this is official business and we were out in the sun the whole day. We gave all our water to the bald heads and maybe you can supply us at least with the basic things some people need out here in the desert. At least some water and maybe... Do you have bread? Maybe some bread.
Okay, listen there. Woman, I mean Etta, even here in the rubble, judges have to pay. It's a hard business, you know? We are so far outside of justitia, we have to work hard for everything, even the water. So I can set up something for you, but it won't be cheap for you.
If you say pay, how much would we talk about for four persons?
I don't know, 20 drafts?
Yeah, that would be okay.
What are you even taking from the barn? I don't even know. Are you going to lend out some tools? Are you going to take the tools?
No, we are not going.
They're not cheap.
We are not going to take it. We just use them once.
We're not robbers. We just want to fix our card and get on our way.
I am sure you are not charging us for that, but it's okay. I can give you 20 drafts for the food.
Okay, I will prepare something.
And if you are a good codex loving person, you will give us the food for 15 drafts.
Yeah, see you. She closes the door in front of you and you can hear some rumblings from inside. It sounds like she's preparing something, but she definitely didn't want to react to this 15 drafts that you wanted to bargain.
I would like to shield the barn from her so that she cannot enter.
Okay, that's definitely easy. The field is quite open. Now that you know that there's somebody in the farm, it's easy to see if someone closes in from this direction.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that she's not getting in touch with the body, so I'm just suspicious outside. So, yeah.
Yeah, the stench is unbearable. And I think Etta and Vesper have to suffer the most in this situation. Now, the question would be, what are both of them doing? You're in the barn, you're just working on it. Vesper is slowly starting to panic, I can imagine. I don't know about Mika. Well, it's some sort of entry ticket, but she had a little business to do with Vespa in the past, but this has become a shit job now. Okay,
yeah,
it looks
going
like
downhill.
The cart is fixed. You've spent about an hour, and you can.
You could be helping us to cuff what we're doing there at the farm.
I'm skilled with the body, not with the woodwork. You were always more dexterous than me.
Whew. You let a woman do all this job? I look at my brother, like I say, why do I have a big brother for?
Making sure that we're not bothered. And making sure that Etta doesn't... have to use her hammer.
Oh, I heard some screaming think so. There's someone here.
Yeah, and we're gonna stock up before we hit the road again on some food, I think.
Oh, that is nice.
Well, thank Etta.
Yeah, that's okay. There was a woman. We needed to distract her from our real business. And I thought getting her, you know, making some food will distract her from the barn.
Well, it's really not easy to sneak up to the barn now that you know that someone is in a farmhouse. And so after about half an hour, you can see that Tessa leaves the house. She has a little plate prepared.
Yeah, I will intercept her.
You will intercept her?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I want...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to get her too close to the barn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She... It looks like she's prepared some sort of flatbread.
Oh, Tessa, I think... Oh, that looks really great. Thank you so much.
Oh.
So...
Now she's kind to me. How about the 20 drafts?
Yeah, I think we saw... We talked about 15 drafts, didn't we?
Well, I can also just turn around and take these delicious breads.
Okay. Hand me the plate. I will give you the 15 drafts. I have it on me.
Okay. She takes it off your hand, gives you the plate, also hands you a carafe of something that smells like a cider. Some of her own broth, maybe. Can't tell.
What is this beverage? Is it an alcoholic beverage?
Of course it is.
Ah, that's nice. Thank you, Tessa. Thank you so much. What I need you to do right now is going back into your farm building.
What's that smell?
No, that's nothing, actually.
That's nothing?
Yeah, my one friend is not good at keeping clean, actually. And we were out in the sun the whole day, so...
Really? She tries to get past you. Like, I want to see that friend. How filthy can he be? She takes a step around you.
I want to stop her with my body.
I step out of the barn as I was spying through to see what's going on, and I step out and say, "Oh, he's really throwing up again. I wouldn't come in if I were you," pretending to like brush my hands.
Okay, Tessa, I didn't want to share this with you, but it's important. You know, we had a small outbreak of typhus in Justicien, and we need to get the people out of the city so that no other people can get infected right now. You know, the Spitalians are pretty on the brink with this one, so I would be happy if you go back into your house and wait, I think, 2 hours until we left your building, and then you should be safe. I will leave your plate in your barn. I promise.
Wait, are you talking about patients? They're typhus patients in my barn?
Yeah, there's a living person. We need just to get out of the city we bring him to a remote place so that he cannot infect other people, you know, like a quarantine.
Is it transmitted by the air, by smell, or do I need to...
No, it's transmitted by body fluid, so you are fine. You're fine. It's
okay. Yeah, don't worry about it.
You just what about you? And you don't look like Spitalians to me.
I point to my little pin.
Well, okay, I've overlooked that one.
The Spitalians don't have the manpower to treat small things like this.
Okay, you will definitely have to give me a expression roll at this point. Both of you.
Yeah.
We can have Kiefer and Etta have this, please.
Oh, I only got 2.
Well, 3 successes.
Come on, Tessa. I'm a judge. I'm not a person to distrust.
She buys it. She's still paranoid, but she calms down. She's a little bit suspicious, but since there's a judge and someone who looks like they are linked to the Spitalians, she let it slip. Also, you paid her 20 drafts, so all of this is settled. She returns back into her farmhouse, and it looks like you are good to go.
Okay. You know, Kiefer, I think we should move.
Yeah, we should get going as fast as possible.
Yes.
Let's go. So we go back to the cart and get the show on the road again.
Yes, you will get back on the road, and well, the sun is slowly setting. You had your little interruption now at this point, but since the sun constantly drifts towards the horizon, and that is definitely your deadline, you will have to hurry up.
Yeah. Everything's set up.
You've lost quite some time at the barn, but Vesper is still slightly confident that you can make it without any further interruptions.
If anybody stops us, we'll just push him out of the way next time. You can make sure of that, Ada, right? Say it's urgent.
Yeah, no more interceptions now. We really need to get this going. I want to be over with this shit, actually.
You managed to make quite some distance. The new wheel, or at least what you patched up from it, it just holds just enough to probably make your way to Harm, but it's squeaking and giving all sorts of noises. There's another thing that you realize: you are still out of water, and you're equally surprised to find something next to the road. After all the hours in the summer heat, you see a sign, an icon declaring water over something that looks like a small shack. You can also see the symbol of a broken cross. It's an Anabaptist outpost. It looks like they're handing out water, and that is definitely what you've been desperate for.
Oh, quick stop, 5 minutes?
No more stops. Come on. Tessa gave us enough to drink. We had cider, we had some bread. Let's go, come on.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Well, you don't have anything in your bottles, and at least 1 hour passed now, so you are really thirsty. And don't forget the donkey, who is already breathing heavily.
Well, he had his rest in the barn, so...
We can do a really quick stop, but let's not set up any more dates this time.
Okay, but...
All right, Mika?
But if we stop, one person goes and fills all the bottles,
I will take care, don't worry.
We need to hurry here, okay? Come on. I'm a little bit on... You know, the sun is settling down and, you know, everything goes to shit if we are not hurrying up here.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Hurry you, Captain. Okay, so... While they stop, I knock the door of the shack, or if it's open, I try to open the door.
It is open, and Mika enters the little shack. You can see that a old man is snoring. It seems like he's sleeping behind some sort of bar on his chair, almost falling over. And he's not waking up.
I like start clapping.
he needs to kind of catch his balance. Hey, hello you, young thing. Sorry,
you good?
I haven't had clients in quite some time now, so I felt like I could use a little nap, right?
Sure. It looks like it. So, hey, going straight to the point. Do you sell water?
Yes, I think judging from the sign, he points upwards. Yes, I do. It's the freshest water here in the corner.
Good, great. So we need to refill our bottles, and we need some for the donkey. How much would that be?
Well, usually. It's 8 drafts, but old Akar can do a little exception for you. 5 drafts for the fill. Not all of it, per fill.
What, 5
per bottle? Or maybe water token, if you happen to own one.
I pat on myself. I don't have any. Okay. 5 per bottle?
Yes.
Don't you Anabaptist guys have something like charity or so? You can lower it down a little bit. Come on.
Well, if there's one thing that won't bring food on my table, it is charity. I know, I'm sorry, but I kind of need to run my business. I try to get the water as cheap as possible for the people, especially the thirsty, but
Is this something that you know that guy that you pray for over the broken cross would approve? I don't think so. You're being not a good neighbor.
Well, he wouldn't approve of any dead believers neither, because they can't pray anymore, probably.
Yeah, sure. So how about 4 drafts per refill? Come on, pretty please.
What happened to human kindness? For once, like in a whole week, I haven't had any kind person in a week. Like, has the demiurge rotten everyone to its core? Really? Everyone?
Come on, if you concede this, I guarantee that I will pray to how's it called? Baby Rebus?
I don't deserve this. All those bargainers. It's just 5 drafts. Well, 4, did you say?
Yeah, 4. Come on.
Okay, I will give it to you for 4.
Okay, good. So
how many fields?
So I will need the 4 fields and I will need some for the donkey. So it would be like 20 draft?
Yes, 20 drafts. But answer me a question. Do you think that humans are deserving of forgiveness? You know, we've all kind of fallen prey to the demiurge. I don't know. Do we have the right to prove ourselves worthy? I'm looking at you. You're bargaining the whole day. I'm looking at your friends outside.
Nervously stomping on the ground.
You're not spending any second. You're just pass by, you young people. You have no respect. No respect anymore.
We definitely deserve forgiveness, and I think you are being such a great sport about it. Thank you very much. I will grab my water and I'll be on my way. Send my regards to the Neuma, to the Broken Cross, and keep the good work. I really like try to cut him off and get the water.
You have a hard time pulling the last flask from his hand. He just looks at you and he just whispers to you, you know, if one commits sin, they do not necessarily deserve to be forgiven. Hear me. And he leaves the bottle go, lets the bottle go, and lets you leave the place.
Oh, great. Yeah.
That's not really calming words, especially for what you're doing right now.
Of course not.
But I think Mika will have to decide for herself if she is shaken by the words or not, because all of the characters are believers to some degree, right? It's more a question that your character has to answer themselves.
Yeah, Mika will definitely ponder about it. So yeah, hey, here's the water. Let's get the hell out of here, my friends.
Sounds good, sis.
Yeah, come on, let's get going. We need to be fast now.
Well, you hurry up. You try to make your way to Harm as fast as possible. And you can see some dust devils on the road. Definitely in this part of the rubble. There's not much left for the providers. The farms are very sparse. And the place itself becomes more and more hostile. And it's still a glimpse of what awaits you outside in the far distance of Justitium and way away from the judges, the spitalians, and any protecting force. You spend another hour on the road. You can see that the sun almost touches the horizon, and what you can also hear is some sort of metallic scraping sound on the stones. It's coming from distance. It's a weirdly shaped silhouette. Can't really tell. Is it a person? Is it a creature? Looks like it's has all sorts of steel on steel, and it's dragging something. But I think we will leave this answer for the next episode. So at this point, again, thank you everyone for tuning in, and see you in the next episode of Harm's Way.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Bye.